Good morning. Spain's cumulative tally of coronavirus cases hit 405,436 yesterday after a surge in infections last week, making it the worst week for infections since late March. The Health Ministry added nearly 20,000 infections for last week. Infections have risen sharply since lockdown ended in late June, but deaths have been much lower. Three people died in the past 24 hours, with the death total now at 28,872. In the past 24 hours, 2,060 cases have been diagnosed, the ministry said, a lower level than seen last week. Seeking to halt the resurgence, regional authorities are bringing back restrictions that were lifted after the national lockdown reduced the number of new cases. In Catalonia, which has reported more than 1,000 daily cases over the past 5 days, social gatherings will be limited to 10 people, whilst Murcia banned meetings of more than 6 people and recommended people over 65 stay at home. Catalan leader Quim Torra said the next 3 weeks, when thousands of workers will return from holidays and children are due to head back to school, will be crucial for reducing COVID-19 transmission. No distractions, no deviations, and maximum concentration, because one way or another this country has to get back to work and reopen schools, he told a news conference in Barcelona. With the start of the school term just weeks away, teachers and parents' associations are angry at the government's lack of a coherent back-to-school plan. Madrid, which has logged more than 24,000 cases in the past 2 weeks, has urged people in the worst-hit areas to stay home and has not ruled out targeted lockdowns if the situation deteriorates. It's been revealed that the Dutch citizen who was kidnapped in Marbella on Saturday night is an alleged associate of a Moroccan drug lord. Witnesses described a professional kidnapping when two cars blocked in the man's Mercedes and 8 armed men pointed guns at him. The National Police have opened an investigation into the kidnapping and have collected testimonies from the many bystanders who watched the event unfold. The kidnapping happened in the car park outside a popular club and restaurant in Nueva Andalucía. Moroccan media reported that the organised nature of the kidnapping was likely due to the victim's ties to the Moroccan drug lord and former MP Saïd Chaou, who is currently living in the Netherlands. Meanwhile, 2 Belgians and 1 Frenchman were arrested after they tried and failed to kidnap a local man. The attempted kidnapping took place on Friday night in Ceuta. The region is known for drug smuggling activities. According to local media, the perpetrators were hitmen who were caught whilst trying to settle matters with a 27-year-old man who was thought to have owed drug dealers some €2 million. And the National Police have arrested a 21-year-old Dutch man in Torremolinos for carrying more than 20 litres of nitrous oxide in his vehicle to allegedly consume at a party he was due to attend. The events occurred on Friday night when officers were conducting a control of people and vehicles. 5 bottles of nitrous oxide were found in the boot of his car, containing 21 litres of gas, along with 400 balloons. A total of €10,990 in cash and a knife were also confiscated. The suspect was arrested. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.